Okay, so when you picture Las Vegas, I bet it's mostly, the bright lights, the casinos, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the classic
But
image.
what if I told you there's this whole other layer,
Yeah.
a really deep, surprisingly diverse world of shopping hidden just beneath the surface?
It's way more than just souvenir shops.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive. We're looking into the best Las Vegas malls, especially for luxury shopping. We've got this great guide helping us out.
Yeah, it's pretty comprehensive.
And our mission here isn't just like listing stores. We want to get into the why. What's
Yeah.
the experience? What makes each place tick? Who is it really for?
And that's what's cool about the sources we're using. They don't just list shops. They talk about the whole vibe, the experiences, the food, even the unique attractions. So this dive, it's going to give you a quick but pretty thorough look at why each mall feels the way it does, why it draws you in.
Okay, let's get into it then. The guide really highlights the Forum Shops at Caesars, puts it right at the top for luxury. But it's got to be more than just fancy stores, right? What
Yeah.
makes it so iconic?
Well, a big part of it, according to the sources, is this idea of sensory immersion.
Sensory immersion, okay.
Okay, like the second you walk in, it hits you. This incredibly lavish ancient Rome theme, the architecture, it's stunning, sure, but it's designed to make you feel totally transported, like you're in this opulent fantasy world.
Okay, so it makes you want to stay longer, maybe spend a bit more.
Exactly. It encourages you to just wander, explore. It turns shopping into, well, an event. And yeah, that usually means people are a bit more willing to splurge. You're not just, grabbing a bag, you're buying into the whole experience.
Makes sense. And the stores themselves, we're talking top-tier luxury.
Oh, yeah. Gucci, Versace, Louis Vuitton, the big names are all there. And sometimes they even have stuff you can't easily find elsewhere, like exclusive collections.
So the environment is key. But the guide also mentioned unique attractions, not just stores. What did the sources say about those? How do they add to it?
Right, they blend shopping with entertainment really well. So besides the shops, there's the Atlantis Aquarium, kind of serene, a nice contrast to the busy mall.
An aquarium, huh? I was just.
But the real showstopper is the Fall of Atlantis show. You kind of have to see it. It's this animatronic thing with like fire and water. Really dramatic.
Wow.
It just adds to that whole theatrical Vegas's feel. It blurs the line, Are you shopping or are you seeing a show? It's both.
And I guess after all that excitement, you need somewhere good to eat. The sources mentioned places like the Palm, Wolfgang Puck's Spago, even a V theater.
Precisely. They've thought it through. High-end dining, live shows.
Yeah.
They basically want you to settle in and spend the whole day there. It's a complete package.
Okay, so that's the Forum Shops' pure spectacle. Now, shifting gears, the shops at Crystals, the guide calls this modern luxury. If Forum is Rome, what's Crystals doing differently strategically?
Yeah, Crystals is a total contrast. It's part of the city center complex, and it's all about sleek, modern, almost minimalist luxury. Think clean lines, lots of glass, amazing art installations everywhere.
So less overwhelming, more calming.
Exactly. The sources suggest it uses like biophilic design, bringing the outside in, lots of light and space. It creates a calmer, maybe more thoughtful atmosphere. It's aimed at a shopper who perhaps values discretion and that curated artistic feel over big theatrics.
And the brands reflect that.
Definitely. You'll mind Tom Ford, Balenciaga, Bottega, Veneta, presented almost like in a gallery. Very intentional.
And it seems like the service matches that exclusive feel, personal shopping, concierge, that kind of thing.
Spot on. That's a big part of their strategy. They offer stylists, personal shopping help, a dedicated concierge. It's not just about being helpful, it's about creating this super tailored, efficient visit.
Right. For someone who maybe doesn't have a lot of time or wants that really specific item.
Exactly. For that high-end consumer, time is luxury, and so is exclusive access. These services build loyalty. They make the whole process seamless. It definitely sets them apart.
Okay, for modern minimalism, let's jump to the Grand Canal shops. This one sounds wild, a romantic shopping experience that replicates Venice. How on earth do they pull that off?
It's pretty amazing, actually. It's all about experiential retail. They've meticulously recreated the canals of Venice. You can actually take gondola rides indoors and outdoors.
Gondola rides, seriously.
Yep, often with a gondolier singing. It's designed to feel whimsical, romantic, and all around you are these designer outlets, Burberry, Tory Burch, Michael Kors.
Wow.
But it doesn't stop there. There are constantly street performers, opera singers, magicians, you name it. It adds to this unique, almost theatrical vibe.
So it feels less like a mall and more like a theme park almost.
Kinda, yeah. It encourages that vacation shopping mindset. You're relaxed, enjoying the show, maybe more likely to treat yourself. Plus, they have exclusive events, trunk shows, that kind of thing.
That sounds like quite an escape. Okay, let's shift focus a bit. Fashion show mall. The guide calls it a staple, one of the biggest. Who is this mall really for? What's its role in the Vegas shopping scene?
Fashion Show Mall is sort of the big central hub. It strategically aims for a really broad audience. Unlike the super niche luxury places, it mixes high-end stuff with popular everyday brands.
So a bit of everything for everyone.
Pretty much. You've got anchors like Neiman Marcus and Macy's, but then tons of other specialty stores too. It's designed to be that one-stop shop where you can find almost anything, whether you're looking for high fashion or just need some basics. Its size alone makes it a major destination.
And the guide mentioned something really different here, live runway shows in the mall.
Yeah, that's their unique hook. They use what you might call experiential marketing. They have actual models walking a runway showing off the latest trends right there in the mall.
How does that work? Does it like make people want to buy the clothes?
Absolutely. It's entertaining, first off, but more importantly, it inspires people. You see something you like on the runway and hey, the store is right there. It makes the trends feel immediate, accessible. It turns the mall into a place where trends are happening, not just sold.
Merging entertainment and shopping again, but in a different way.
Exactly. And like the others, it's got plenty of food options, even a cinema. Mm-hmm. Again, encouraging you to make a day of it. More dwell time, more potential spending. Classic retail strategy.
Okay, let's talk Miracle Mile shops. Sounds vibrant, fun, right on the strip. How does it create that high energy feel?
Miracle Mile really leans into its location. It's super accessible, right in the thick of things. It's got like over 170 stores, mixing affordable fashion with some more aspirational spots like Sephora. So it hits a wide range of budgets.
But what makes it vibrant?
The entertainment factor is cranked up high. There's live music every night. They have unique things like the Rainstorm Cafe.
Yeah.
An indoor rainstorm.
Yeah.
And the V Theater with all its shows.
An indoor rainstorm. Okay, Vegas.
Right. It's constant stimulation. It creates this almost festival-like buzz. It encourages you to just pop in, walk around, and make an impulse buy.
Gotcha. Then there's the LINQ Promenade. Totally different. Again, an outdoor district. Unique boutiques. What's the thinking behind that approach?
Yeah, LINQ is a deliberate step away from the enclosed mall. It's an outdoor street, basically. And the focus is much more on unique boutiques, local artisans, stuff you won't find everywhere else.
So more for finding something special, one of a kind.
Exactly. It targets people looking for unique clothes, maybe handcrafted jewelry, cool collectibles, things with a bit more personality than you might get in a big chain store. And being outdoors changes the whole dining scene, too. Lots of patio seating, great views, especially of the high roller wheel.
Yes, the high roller's right there.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge draw in itself. Plus, you've got street performers, live events, concerts, festivals. It's designed as much as a social and entertainment spot as a shopping one.
Interesting how varied these approaches are. Okay, let's move slightly off strip, maybe. Town Square, Las Vegas, described as relaxed, family-friendly. How does that fit into the Vegas picture?
Town Square is really smart market segmentation. It offers a completely different vibe from the Strip. It's open air, beautifully landscaped, designed for strolling. It feels much more like a, you know, community hub.
And aimed more at locals, maybe, or families visiting.
Both, I think, but definitely with families in mind. They have play areas for kids, lots of seasonal events like outdoor concerts, holiday stuff. It's intentionally creating a relaxed, local-friendly atmosphere, a real contrast to the Strip's intensity. The dining often have outdoor seating, too. The whole feel is just comfortable, community-focused.
Okay, one more boulevard mall. The guide calls it a hidden gem for affordable luxury. What exactly does that mean for shoppers? How's it different?
Boulevard Mall is interesting. It's kind of about value engineering in retail, if you like. It's the place to find really stylish, high-quality stuff, but without that ultra-high-end price tag.
So you get the look, but it's more accessible.
Precisely. With stores like Dillard's, it's curated to offer fashionable items at better prices. So for you, the listener, it means you can get that luxury feel, that quality, without completely emptying your wallet. It sort of democratizes the luxury experience a bit. And it's not just clothes. It has services like salons, spas, and it really connects with the local community through events. Again, that suggests a strategy focused more on locals than tourists.
Wow. Okay, so we've really covered the spectrum, haven't we? From the absolute peak of theatrical luxury at forum shops and the modern cool of crystals, to the massive energy of Fashion Show and Miracle Mile, and then these more relaxed community spots like Town Square and Boulevard Mall. It's actually incredible how diverse the Las Vegas shopping scene is. It's not just one thing at all.
Absolutely. And that's the key takeaway, I think. Each of these places is strategically designed. They have a distinct purpose, a specific atmosphere aimed at a particular type of shopper or a specific mood.
Right.
So it means you can really tailor your Vegas trip based on what kind of shopping experience you're actually looking for. Is it pure indulgence? Are you hunting for something unique? Need a family day out? Or are you looking for smart, affordable style? There's a place designed for that.
And just to cover those practical points people always ask about, dining is everywhere, right? From casual to fancy?
Yep, all covered. Entertainment is often built right in shows, performers, attractions. Lots are surprisingly family-friendly. Accessibility is generally really good at the major spots.
And that tip about going on weekdays, probably good advice anywhere, but especially Vegas.
Oh, definitely. If you want a slightly less crowded, maybe more relaxed browse, weekdays or earlier in the day is the way to go. Avoid those peak weekend rushes.
So thinking about all this, this huge range of experiences, what really stands out to you? What's the most intriguing part of Vegas shopping, looking at it this way? Is it the architecture, the entertainment blend, the sheer variety?
That's a great question. For me, I think it's the deliberate design behind each experience, how clearly they've thought about who they're targeting and how to create a specific world for them, whether it's Roman fantasy or a modern art gallery or, you know, a Venetian canal.
Yeah, the intentionality is striking.
It really is.
So here's something to think about as we wrap up. Thinking about all these destinations, how might the idea of the experience, the atmosphere, the design, the service change what you look for when you go shopping, not just in Vegas, but anywhere?
Yeah.
How much does that luxury of experience matter? Maybe even more than just the price tag.